Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
So let's start today. We spoke a little bit from the Taisus in Zion and the Prima Gadim and the Psicha Koilelis of Gevaldik Ismach, no pun intended, to the Psicha Koilelis, the Prima Gadim's Svara and Halach, the Chiddush in Asmachta, that if something is learned out from an Asmachta, he holds as the din of Sakak the Arais and Lachumra. So there's a Ritva, really, in Rosh Hashanah, we have to go through quickly, who says, you can take from this Ritva how you want to take it. It is very confusing, but he does say something that's on the derech of what the Prima Gadim says. The Ritva is in Rosh Hashanah, the Chazayim and Alas, the Dibur HaMasa, the Tanya, and the Ritva is going down the Pesukim, and we bring a remez to Mahli of the Furnace and Sherpas. So he says that, the Gemara says later on that Pesukim, Machi is a furnace and Brachas, Machi is a furnace and Shepherds are Zichud Rabbanim. Gemara says if you're not sure where to go, there's one city that knows the Brachas and then there's one city that knows how to blow Shepherd. Where do you go? The Gemara says you go to the city that blows Shepherd, even if it's a Suffolk. Why? Because one's a Dairais and one's a Rabbanim. And that Midva addresses and he says that, the Gemara brings Pesukim. And he says, the Gemara says the Lashon, even though it's the Rabbanon, the Gemara says the Lashon, what does he say it over here? Behind the Gemara, Mahadika Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imru Lefonai Machlis HaKadosh and Shafers. We just been saying that Machlis HaKadosh and Shafers are the Rabbanon, and yet the Gemara says that the Rabbanon Shalom says Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imru Lefonai Machlis HaKadosh and Shafers. What does this mean? And the Gemara says it's the Rabbanon. You can't get any clearer than that. So that's where the Ritva comes along. It says, "Tomash Yeshloy Asmachtem in a Pasuk." So here's the Heir Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shiroi Lasses Ki Ela Shaloi Kavul Chayva Umasu Lachachomim. Zokt the Ritva that the Geder of an Asmachta, as the Rebbeinu Shalom knows about it, and he spoke about it, and he says you should do it, but he didn't set it as an obligation. And that's the Asmachta. B'zeh Dover Barva Emes, he says, V'loik Divrei HaMeforshim, HaAsmachta is Shehu K'derech Simen, Shenasach HaChomim. It's not the Pshat and Asmachta, it's just the Remez Ba'alma, Simen, that the Chachomim got. V'loik Shekavonas HaTorah L'kach, but it doesn't mean that the Torah meant this. Wait a second. Chatz V'sholom, he says, Yishlaki HaDover V'lo Yomer. Well, you shouldn't say that. She's Zudas Minus. The Zudas Minus, who he says. The Ritva says that a Geder and Asmachta is it's not just a remez of Simen Ba'amo, not just an Asmachta. It's more than that. It's a lashon here that it's the Torah saying it's right to do, but the Chachamim said it as a chayv. Now, the Ritva said in the beginning, of course, not like the previous book. The Ritva says that it's different than a D'araisa because by a suffik, by an asmachta, suffik D'araisa, l'chumra, but not when it comes to machas chonos and vipers, that the Gemara says is the rabbanon. So there is no din of suffik D'araisa l'chumra. He's not going with the previous book. He's not going that far to say that it's enough of a D'araisa, and it makes sense, because the Ritva learns that an asmachta is not that there's an obligation in Min HaTorah. That's the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim seems to say that it has a chiyuv mid D'araisa. The Ritva is saying the chiyuv is not mid D'araisa, but it's really losses came based on the asmachta. This could stem with Taisus here. Taisus says over here that it's more chomer when you have an asmachta. So that could make sense. You don't have to go so far to say that it becomes a chiyuv D'araisa. But this Ritva is a belt Ritva. So according to Ritva, it's a suffix. He says, "Mach be famous that suffix there would be a suffix there abonim kula because the chiyuv is zichud there abonim." The Prima Gadim says it's a suffix there asking a chumash. Again, not by every asmachta.
Here's Megillah, Brian. That's about the same exact
Even though there's direct Kabbalah, there's direct even direct.
But
what by Megillah? The Megillah of David?
I'm going to confirm it. It's the same for the day. If you're right, make some application.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, I think that, yeah, there's a Veltrikva that I was taught. You see this there's different levels, right? You also have halachas of Cholamoy. Cholamoy is also, and says over there that Masal Kosel Cholchamin, Rashi learns it's halachas of Diraisa, but it's still Masal Cholchamin. There again, the Chiyuv is also Diraisa. But the Cholchamin had the ability to sort of differentiate. Right. No, it's different. I'm just saying it's different. You see the different levels. So this is the Ritva on Rosh Hashanah without Tezayim. Pirush Mishnayis is not like this. He brings in the notes in the bottom, in the Hachdom, but Pirush Mishnayis. Yeah.
This one.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
Exactly.
And
the
Yana. Oh really? By Tisha B'av? But where?
In Kippur.
I always thought it was there. I see.
Oh, it's there. Which one is still?
That Kalamoy. That Kalamoy.
The Ram. The Ram.
Where? Yuma.
The Ram.
Where? Where's the Ram in Yuma?
But otherwise, happening in Maple for a college.
Uh huh. Right. Yeah. She can do it. Yeah. Very nice. Go ahead. Yitzchak, go ahead. So the parish from Chok, the parish from Achayim. So that's what we thought. And again, it brings from the parish from Mishnayit and the Hagdama, not like this. I mean, I don't know, because everyone's arguing. There's different types of asmachtas, you know. The Zichar, I think some asmachtas, you know, just the Muslim Ba'amu. What? Fewer, yeah. And Lachim Yisinai, for sure not. That's what he says. Lachim Yisinai, the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis, the way he explains it is that there's no source. That's what Halachim Yisinai means. There's no remez b'chal, even an asmachta, to Halachim Yisinai. That's what the Rambam says. Yet we find the chit of a sawyer. How does that make sense? There it is. It's not a real asmachta. It's just a remez ba'alma.
Here we're saying that asmachta is part of the technology. If you read it, this is what you should do.
But
it's not a
clear. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Of course, I have to quote Rabbi Yanko Safir. He said, you should stress the Gemara of Rav Chanina ben Tradyan. He wasn't saved because he was Isaac Vatayla, not in Gemilas Hasadim Kidaboyle. To do chesed. You shouldn't skip over that. You can't just learn and not do chesed. It doesn't work like that. Yeah, Judaism. Okay, let's go to the Gemara where today's daf is Yudches, where you're dying with bays, 3 lines from the bottom. All right, so the guy who was going to testify against Rav Chanina ben Tradyan we're talking about Rav Elazar ben Parta until this point. He was thrown out of court, torn to parcels. He's gone. Now we have Rav Chanina ben Tradyan. So don't forget, before Rav Chanina ben Tradyan had said he wasn't, like we just said, he wasn't the Isaac and Gemilas Chasadim Kedaboyle, and therefore he was not saved. So Asiru Rav Chanina ben Tradyan. On the lay, they said to him, "Am I called Sakhar Bi'araisa?" So the judges said to him, "Why were you learning? We outlawed that practice." Amar Lahu, he said, "Kasher Tivani Hashem Alikoy." What? I'm commanded. That's why I did it. Yad Gazur Alav the Sreipa Al Ishto LaHariga Al Bite Leisha BeKuba Shalzaynus. So they decreed upon him he was going to be burnt, his wife was going to be killed. We'll see in a second why, and that his daughter is going to be Yoshev B'Kuba Shel Zaynus. Why is it called a Kuba Shel Zaynus, a box? I don't understand this. It's not a chet.
What?
Why is it called a Kuba Shel Zaynus?
That's what they
call it. Bias. I don't know. A chet. I don't know why it's called.
You shall not like Kuba.
Oh, that's nice. Very good. Yishal HaKuba. Oh, very good. Zeh, David.
Why is your command?
He's a public speaker of David.
Why does the Chanan came out straight? Doesn't have the trait like Beit Hamikdash. The Chanan is the mitzvah. As a person
when they get to such a situation, are they looking to, should you tray out, or should you say, this is...
I mean, it,
you know, it, to say, it's...
Yeah.
It's such a case, the Tafros, everything he drayed, instead of that, the Gandhi, that's why I wasn't really a Rebbe. I thought, he drayed it out, you know?
I hear. I think, if you ask me, I would say, when Chanina had been tried, he knew the whole time he wasn't going to be saved. So he thought, what's the point? Yeah. Well, get over it. I might as well say the truth. Rabbi Elazar ben Parta, he knew he was going to be Nitzel, and therefore he was able, he had to work with the... I don't know. Yeah, he also knew that they were going to be... No. We're going to see.
Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah, but it seems that he knew they were going to be punished also, because they were... Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to explain why. A loveless Reifa, why was he burnt? He would pronounce the name the way it's pronounced, the way it's written, I should say. Rashi learns here, it's the Shem of Arba Hashem. Isis, 42. Tesis learns, it's a member of Isis. Tesis learns, it's talking about Yudke Vavke. And then there's a whole Shiloh that's referring to the Shem, you pronounce the Shem, if there's a problem with saying the Shem Admus. You know, Svardin a lot of times say the Shem Admus, even though it's not Shem Admus. That's a Shiloh over here. If that's a problem, you can say that. But here he pronounced either the Membeis Isis or Yudke Vavke, and that was the Isser. And that's why he was supposed to be burnt, was the Chi of Sreifa. In fact, he's more of a How is he allowed to do this? Well, not Ehu Shein Elikol Ma'bo. Learned in Chaluk. I'm in Torah in the Shemayim, but Ehu Chias Hamesim in HaTorah. And Abishol, I'm Apo Hoyges Hashem, but Ehu Yosef. And the reason is because you're belittling the name of God. That's a cardinal sin. So how did he do this? Look at Gemara, the Islamid of it. He did it to teach, and therefore it's mutter, like we've seen. Kedetanya, Leisum Adlas, one second. Leisum Adlas, how to pronounce it. To teach how to really actually say it. That was what he was doing. Maybe he was teaching. Well, you can kind of, in the Beis Hamikdash, should have to say that. Yeah, right. So, why would you have, in other words, was there any practical halacha? Does it have to have a practical halacha if you'd be allowed to be to teach it? Does it have to have a practicality? Maybe not. Maybe to understand it, to learn.
Let's say you wanted to make an image of the
food. Right. That's
right. But at this moment, you're not being
how they shall people eat.
You'd be allowed to do it, you don't need it. That is worse than the smuggling. Pictures, right?
Yeah, but he's saying that it's good Shiloh. It's good Shiloh. If it applies where there's no practical, I hear. I don't know. Yeah. I hear the question. Jonathan, I hear what you're saying. But I would say simple understanding. Or maybe you could say there is a practical meaning. So whatever it is, he had a Hector. Elamai time that he punished. Why was he punished? He did this b'far hesya. Now, in public. So it seems that there was some level of bizoyin by doing it in such a way. You're going to teach it, do it quietly. Don't go out in the public and start pronouncing the name of Hashem, even if your kavanah is to teach. Now, Tosfos says Rashi didn't have his girsa. Rashi seems to say that he was punished because there's a... He shouldn't have made the drasha of Lay Salamid Lasses. Look at Rashi, very difficult Rashi. But really, it's a sickle pell over here, because the Gemara is about to say, let's read a little further. Val Ishtar Lahariga, why delay Bichabo? Because she didn't protest his practice. Nenasalov gets a punishment. Now think about this. The wife of Rav Chanina ben Tradin should have known the halacha that you're not allowed to be melamed lasis b'far hesya, and she should have been meisha.
She knew, and she was obviously the only one that could have listened. She must have known.
She was. I mean, this is a dakus in halacha, and you have this wife being Okay, I mean, you, what? What about
next? You had more Albert today.
That's what the chat is. Not my wife though. My wife also teaches. But my wife is Blaise Nisselbo. Yeah. I would be Hegeshem based years of the prophecy. My wife knows that.
Sometimes it says that she got punished for not being mindful only on her daughter, but husband she couldn't, she wasn't again to be mindful.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it says that.
Does he ask this question? He asked this question. Okay.
But if that's true, then it's learned in the first order. Because so far we don't know what to do.
That's true, yeah. It's a Kiddush and Pesach.
He went to listen to her anyway.
Yeah. He wouldn't. Yeah, think about it. Let's what if Sanina been charged and hold? He held that it is okay. So his wife is going to be Moicha, and why would he stop? Very, you know, hard thing to understand. Oh, that's also true. Man.
That's fine.
All right, it depends. Okay, that's up to it's a subjective question. Bikan Omru, Kosher Gedolim Lach Meshel. Oh, Balbitaleishi Bekubishel Zaynis. Why was his daughter punished? His daughter, Rabbi Yechon said, he recounted, the daughter of Chanina Tragi was walking in front of the Daily Raimi, the Chashuvei Roma. What were they called, the Chashuvei Roma? There was a name for them. They said, look how beautiful on the steps of this young girl. Miyad, and then she stood up. She got the covet, right? Diktika, Bipsi Yosef. She said, let me walk a little nicer. Because she felt,
People are watching.
Yeah, people are watching. And that was the problem. She was not, there was a problem with Kofu Dabas Melchima, and she did this, was a lewd act in a way. Yeah. That's what became Kubish as well. The sin of the heels surrounds me. What does this mean? The sins that a person tramples on with his heels in this world are ready and set for when it comes to the day of judgment. So, in other words, Rashi has two pshatim here. It's referring to the actual sin of the heels, that she walked in a certain way, or it's the fact that it seems like a very light thing. She walked in a priestess-like way. Why should that be such a terrible thing? Okay. So this was the 3 degrees. B'shashiyatu shloshtin tzidgolim esadid. When they both, when they all three left the court, they were not tzidgolim esadid. Hu aymer atzur tam and poloi. Rabbi Chanina B'tradin said, the rock is complete, his work is complete and perfect. B'ishlei amro akele munavi ein ovel. There's no, Hashem is faithful, there's no crookedness. Vitoy Amra, Godo Ha'itza, Varapo, Alilo, Asher, Necha, Pukuche, it's called Drachai. Hashem knows everything, and he's righteous judgment, Mashogo, through how each pasuk corresponded to each Einish, Ein Chum. Amar Rebbe, Kamak Dolem Tzadikim Alolu. No, it seems it wasn't the Aveir. No, she was a bizarre. She sat with a bunch of harlots. It's a shameful thing. But we'll see later on if she. In other words, the Aish wasn't that she was going to do Aveir. You're right. She was thrown in the. What? Yeah, she got stuck in that gentleman.
She could be. Maybe that.
It's like hanging out the woodwork Saturday night.
I
heard what he said. Let's just go.
I mean, it's a grace of bizarre. Like a bizarre, it's a shameful thing to be in a Kubish Hosein. Okay. So Rebbe said, they thought of these psukim, they were clear-minded, or there was an ace, maybe.
that they thought of these psukim when they were matzah galim asadim. Tan rabbanu kishachal Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma. When Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma got sick, this took place before the story before. Halacham Chanina ben Tradi Lebakroi. He went to visit him. Omelai Chanina Achi. So Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma said, Chanina, my brother, biyatu yadeh she umazum in hashamayim in lichua. Shechrifas beisoy v'sarfes and kolay v'hargas chasidov v'avdes tuvog v'adayim hikayamet. So Chanina tried and came to comfort Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma, and Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma wasn't comforted. He gave him a shtickel mussar. So don't you know this is a gzeir min hashamayim that the Romans have rulership? They killed the chasidim, the tuvog, as we know. V'adayim hikayamet, it's still around. How is that so? Because Rabbi Shalom wants it. You go and in public you're learning and you're gathering crowds to teach and you have the Sefer Torah right in front of you, in front of everyone. How do you do such a thing? It's a blatant, it's not a problem of going against the rules. Rabbi Yishlan doesn't want that. You should not go with that practice. And he said, no, I rely on the Rabbi Yishlan. The Rabbi Yishlan is going to have Rachmanis on me. Like he said at the end, Kasher Tivani Hashem Elokor. Amaloi, Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma said to Chanina, Ani Amalokor Dvarim Shel Tam. You're telling me, I tell you things. I'm telling you practical advice. Practical. Don't have your head in the clouds. Ba'atolim Rabbi Yosi ben Hashemayim Yirachamu. Tama Ani Im Lo Yisuf Ois Chavei Sefer Torah Bo'esh. He said, I would be in wonder if you don't actually end up getting burnt with the Sefer Torah. You know, sometimes you have to think practically. Yeah. Amaloi Rebbe, so he said to him, Rebbe, ma'ani l'chayim abo, l'chayim abo. So, okay, you're right. And it seems that he did an aveira, and he acquiesced. And then he's asking, so now am I going to lose out on another ma'aba for doing such a thing? Amaloi, he said to him, tell me a story about yourself. Do you have any merit? Give me a meritorious story. Amar Loi, he said the story you mentioned before. Not because he agreed it was wrong.
Here, right? If our Eshi part was wrong, he could have done it quietly.
It's very counter.
He did a Maisa to show that we don't wish well. No, he didn't have to do it publicly, don't you?
Yeah.
Just
as I
said, this
was
not
Tiger. He had a right, if you look at Rashi. Okay, so film Maisa Baliyatlo. So he said, yes, the story with the money of the Purim. Maisa Purim is how we've Maisa Tzaka. Like Rashi was discussing before, the money that was for this Purim was exchanged with the money of the Tzaka, the Chilak and Aniyim. He put it in the wrong place, and he took it out of his own pocket, and he made sure that the Aniyim got what they were supposed to get. Amalai Yeshim Kisma, again, Mil Chassad in peace. Amalai Yeshim Kisma. Oh, right. So who said, so someone just said that. Why are you so surprised? Yeah, Amalei and came as Helkachal Yehi Chelki. So Yosef Kisma said, "I will. If you're get a chelik on Olam Haba, I want to be with you." Right. So he's saying to Yosef Kisma, "said, yeah, you're gonna get a chelik on Olam Haba. I mean, Misa was Nizra of Misa. You didn't do what was right, but you know the Misa L'chay would be a kapara for that terrible chet of doing it to Farhesman." Listen to this. It wasn't long afterwards. Yosi ben Kisma passed away. A great Jewish rabbi passed away. The Gedolei Rami came to bury him, and they were masped him. Hesped Gadol, the great rabbi. What? Yeah, the great rabbi was like they were Masabel, like it says about the Yaakov Avinu, they were Masabel and they were Shabbat in Mitzrayim. And then when they came back, they returned to their roots. Didn't listen. But again, look at these Gedolei Rami. They were Masbid, the big, the great rabbi, And then they'll come back to do the most barbaric death to someone that was, yeah, was also a great rabbi, and this is why he was a great rabbi.
The one listened to them. He listened to them, and he didn't.
You're saying they took that as a chutzpah?
Yeah, the other one is what they said. So they were happy. It's
rebellion.
It's a rebellious thing. Yeah. Right here? Okay.
He voted against it.
That he did get punished until Rabbi Yossi died. Like, he was sort of protecting him.
Right, right. So it seems, like, I was thinking that, right? So Rabbi Yossi Mekisma was Megan, maybe on the dark. Only after Rabbi Yossi Mekisma, oh, so I saw someone who says that he died so that he shouldn't see. Yes, that's the connection in the story. Very good. No, that's also true. That's also true. Yeah. Maybe that was why, but I mean, that doesn't explain why he died first, but you say son, yeah. Okay. So what happened? If you go Karchub and Sefer Torah, as we know, they brought him, they wrapped him up in a Sefer Torah, the Kifu, the Chavilis, Moris, and they surrounded that with bundles of twigs, the Moris, flammable. And they put it around him to flammable things, fireboards. And they ignited the ore, they ignited him with the flame, the view slugin shall center, and they brought these sponges of wool, sharum b'mayim, and they soaked it in water, and yuchama liboy k'dei. Right, that is, he shouldn't die quickly. It was a torturous death. Amar Leibitoy, his daughter said to him, Abba, Acha Bekath, I can't see you like this. Amar Lo, he said to her, Imali Aninis Rati Levadi Hoyadavar Koshali. By the way, he's being burnt right now. This to me is the biggest thing. He's in the middle of being burnt. To be clear headed, to be able to say this is just, It's not ready. I'm saying, but shit.
You see what Rashi says? The question is, if this is Karab Torah? See Rashi?
But again, they're having a conversation. He's sitting there, he's burning at the stake. She's talking to him and says, like, and he's the one comforting her.
Yep.
It's hard to believe. He says, if I'm being burnt by myself, that would be hard for me to understand. After Shani Nisra for Sefer Torah, Imi Mishim Mevakesh El Boyish El Sefer Torah, Hu Yevakesh El Boyni. The Boyish Olam will be Mevakesh the El Boyish El Sefer Torah, the disgrace that the Sefer Torah had. He's going to also, and I don't think he meant. What does he mean? He means, well, he's going to get revenge, sweet revenge. Well, that means,
yeah.
Take care of him. The Boyish Olam is in charge of everything. So he was. That's what he said. I'm like Talmido. Rebbe, Ma Atoraya. So his Talmidim said to him, Rebbe, what do you see? What do you see in this moment? Amar Lahem, Gilyan Asrafin, Voisyois, Parchas, Babir. I see the cloth is being burnt, but not the words. The words are immemorial. The words, the letters are Parchas, are fleeing, are flying. They're fleeing. So the Talmidim said to him, Afal Tabsach Picha Vitakanas Bechol Eish. Said you're dying. Open your mouth and let the flame enter your mouth and you'll die quicker. Amar Lahem, he said to them, it's better for the Rabbanu Shalom, the person who gave it should take it, right? But he should not be mechabel ba'atzmoy. Taisus over here, if you look, I'm Rabbeinu Tam. Listen to the Taisus. By the way, if you look at the history of the Bali Taisus, this was. Relevant. What? The Shikasa.
Sometimes they kill their children by the Crusades. One case they killed them and then they could have later been saved.
We're in Parshas Noach.
That's
Kane of Ali Tosis.
That's Kane of Parshas Noach. But they criticize him very, very much. It's
right.
A huge controversy. That was a huge company. Shaysov has a big, as quotes all the different shame that criticized him. That Rebbe, who killed the children, was then tortured to death. It's a huge controversy. This place also is missing part of it. This place is only a fragment of the place.
I would highly recommend.
Shirley Bronstein has a big raid by them.
Has a whole shiur.
A whole raid by them. Yes.
It's on that. He goes on the Toshis above the Kama, the big one. Toshis.
Yes. It's missing. Remember.
Who's he brings from the one of the Hasidic rabbis? Not the Sakh Chamber, but whatever. Yeah, the point is the Bali Tasis lived through this. This was a reality by them. So I'm Rabbi Tam. The Hechos Yirei and Penya Aviru Moiv De Kesavim Laaveru. The Yisurim Shal Yuchal Amibolem. Let's say a person is afraid that he will be tortured to do an Aveira in a way. And he doesn't say that with the Gimel Aveiros Hamurus. It's Tam an Aveira that he won't be able to withstand through the torture, it's a mitzvah for him to commit suicide.
The source is by Shaul Miller. That's what he's the source
Miller.
Yeah, and
so
the source.
The guy
who said, finish me off. No, he told the guy to finish him off because he was afraid he wouldn't be able to, that they would torture him. That's what Maya brings from Shaul Miller.
That's Kaden brings that from Shaul.
The source of the whole thing.
Where it started. That's Kaden. Precious man. Where's in the, by Mr. Shaul? The Isra of committing suicide.
They bring your
Yeah. Okay.
Shaul was totally different in many ways because Shaul, they didn't want him to abandon his religion and reject his religion. They were going to torture him because he was the king and he made their lives miserable. It's so sad. It's absolutely tragic.
All right, I think we went on nothing.
Come, let's go.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so this is what he said, and by the way, he doesn't say anything about Chayei Shoh. That was also bothering me a little
bit. There's a Gimel Aveiros that Yerukot Yavar, right? Now, the Gemara Sixubis, the torture could be worse than Misa. So,
right.
So the torture, it's unlimited, so you're not equipped to, even if you get Maveris, you don't have to torture is worse than Misa. So here it could be also torture is worse, therefore you're letting kill yourself.
Uh-huh.
Let me see if I can end the show over there.
That's you have to listen to that rave bite. It's really, really important. Yeah, because that morning,
I don't know where it is. I can look it up on my phone. Fascinating, really special. All right. So, continuing with the story. Amalai, what was that, Dr. Baum? Sorry. Amalai, Kitzaltaniri, the executioner, said to him, Rebbe, called him Rebbe, and my name is Bishal Hebes, and I go to Shal Tzemer, Mao Livcha. Will I get out of my abba save you from this torture?
Will you bring me?
Ah. I'm a lawyer. Hey, yeah. He said to him, say, yes, he shovelly swear to me. Nishbalo, by the way, to Adam Bishvur. Again, Adam Bishvur. He's clear headed. Michni Bachadin is learning up a sugi right now while he's being burnt. Me out of here. But,
how much time do you have before you do all the conversation?
So no, they had him in the Sefer Torah. They had him. They made it slow. It's a big part of it. Yeah, here we shall have this, and that's when they threw in more flame. But not the sluger shall send me aldi boy yotz and the shmoisa and the hero. I think we say also in the period the tahara. At who kafats enough for the teshel or, and then the executioner jumped into the flame with him. Yotza Bastov Yomra, Rebbe Chanina Ben Trajan, the Kalsituniri, Mzomene, Lachai Yolam Abo, their Mzomene Lachai Yolam Abo. Bocha Rebbe Yomra, Yeshkon Elam Misho Achas, Yeshkon Elam Bekam Mishonim. Okay, so that story.
Is this executioner Jewish or
not? He's a guy. he knows what it, you have the Gmarsin Gittin, the executioner over there, who's Megayer, and he also had Yeshkon Elam Abo, and he killed hundreds of people, brains, and all that. Everyone has hope. Everyone has hope. Yeah. All right. Moving along now to Bruria, the wife of Rameh. Oh, boy.
And he was able to guarantee by, he had enough power to guarantee.
He had the shoulders to bear that. Yeah. A lot to take out from this, I can see. Is a guy allowed to commit suicide? No,
that's all being higher.
But again, this is above all that. This is above all that. All right, Bruya David Rav Meir, brother Rav Chanina ben Tragin. So who's Rav Meir's father-in-law? Rav Chanina ben Tragin. The wife of Rav Meir, Bruya. Havoy Amr Loi.
Listen, it's fascinating. He was in the guarantee
of a chelik.
His whole
chelik
came only because of the
chesed of the coming. Well, again, I don't know if that's why he had a chelik. That's not why he had a chelik. He had a high chelik.
No,
I don't know if that's... Only. Yeah, what I'm going to say is the only reason. All right, so the wife of Rav Meir, she said to him, Bruya de Rav Meir, a very fascinating figure, as we know. Zila B. Milsa, the Asa Achtoi, the Kubash El Zayus. Said, it's a little bit of an embarrassing, it's not good for the Shidduchim, that my reputation is besmirched, because my sister is sitting in the Kubash El Zayus right now. So that's what she said to Rav Meir, and she requested of him to... amend the situation. So Rav Meir took this to Tirka, this three kavan of Dinrim, and he went, Omar, if she kept her whatever, she didn't do an Isra the Masab and Nisa, then an ace would occur. If there isn't, then fine. So he's going to try.
Why
did
he wait for his wife?
Should have
gone right away.
I don't think. Sometimes your wife gives you good advice. Also, not a nafshei kechad parsha. He went to the brothel, all right, and he went and dressed up like a parsha, as the article says, as a returning client. He said to her, Hashmini. So he said she didn't recognize him, the daughter of Chanina ben Tragin, didn't recognize her mayor. The mayor said to her, she said to him, Dishtana ana, I'm a Anida, therefore it's not the right thing to do, of course. Amrullah, he said to her, Mr. Achatamar, I'll wait around, fine, let me know. I'll be sitting in the waiting room here. Amrullah, she said to him, Mephishin Tuva, the Shapir Mino, there's many other.
There's a long line.
No. There's a.
How many
girls does it? Omar Shlomo have the Yisrael. So he said from this claim that she didn't want to go with the mayor, we see that she had kept her, she was protecting herself the whole time, and therefore she didn't do a sin. Omar Lei Hafi, she said to her like this. He said that she must have said this to everyone, and therefore she protected herself. So he went to her keeper. He said, give her to me, meaning give her back to me, take her away from the Kubash El Zayinus, even though this was her decree, give her to me, let me take her back. The guard said, I'm afraid of the Malchus. She was here by rule, the decree, she has to be here. Amalei, so Amalei said back to the Shomer, Shekol Tarkal of the Dinri, bribes can do wonders. He said, take this three cabin of Dinrim, half of it you should use as a bribe to, Rashi says, Palchas Ashilton, Bechol Eishi Yaluch, Apaisu B'mam, anytime he says, why you do this, you must shittle gel, quiet him up, put the cork in the mouth, out his git. And you'll have half, good investment for yourself. Take care of it. Here, enjoy. Amalei, b'chisham in my oven. I need more after that. Give me more. I need more. What's going to happen when I'm done with all this money? I need more bribes. Need more money. Amalei, ema say elokad the mayor. I mean, the God of mayor should answer me. It's how to sell us, and you will be saved. Amalei, so the guard persisted. He says, who said this is true? I some random Jew here saying that if you say, it's going to save me. Who said? Yeah. By the way, the Bir Agro, I should say this, the Bir Agro brings a riot from here that if a person would save himself from death, or somewhat from death, anyone really, you're allowed to dress up like a goy. How could you do that, right? Maybe it's on the Zara level, maybe on the Zara level, the Zara, but he says that you're allowed to dress up like a goy based on this Gemara, the sources from this Gemara.
You're allowed to say you're a goy too, more than people.
Yeah, say you're a goy, you're dressed up like a goy. So the halacha l'maisa from this Gemara. Amar le hash l'chazisa. Here I'll show you. I'm going to give you a demonstration that the Kodamei Arnei works. There were these dogs that would hang around and bite people.
Carnivorous dogs.
They were dogs. Yeah. Shakal kala shalabu. What happened was he threw a piece of dirt to anger the dogs, to instigate them. Shalabu, because of the michle, they came after Rav Meir to eat him up or bite him. Omar, he said, I'll call the mayor on me. The god of mayor should answer me. Shakua. Right, they left him, and he was saved, and therefore this guard trusted Rav Meir, the Yavale, and she gave back the daughter of Rosanita and tried him.
What kind of demonstration is that? If you don't work for Rav Meir, does it mean that the guard?
Yeah, I don't know. But the beginning of Shas.
Maybe he told him to save.
Maybe he told him to save.
Maybe
that's the tent. Yeah, that's a nice question. Yeah. Okay. Well, Ishtan and also Bei Malka. Eventually, the events unfolded that the maid Bei Malka heard about this. Asua Asulis people. They took this guard and they brought him to the home. Amar Elakol de Meir Anemi. Is it? How do I say Elakol? They took him down. Amalei, my high. What is this? Amalehu, hachi avi ma'isa. So something happened. It doesn't really explain, but something happened that they didn't hang him.
The news broke.
They got busy with something. They got distracted. The news
broke.
Very good. The news broke. Very good.
Wow.
Okay.
You're hanging around too long.
All right. They said, how did this happen? He said to them, well, he revealed, he spilled the beans. Rav Meir was the one who did this. So they put him on the most wanted. They inscribed the picture of his face
on every post office
to the entrance of Roimi. Okay. I walk the bush.
I'm
really called the Fuzzy of Bertufa Hadain, Lysay. Anyone who sees this picture, he's the most wanted. Lysay should bring it. One day they saw him. Rata Basre. Oh, you know, $10,000 reward. They ran after him. Rod Mikamayu, he ran from them, and he wanted to make sure that he was trying to fool them and show them that it wasn't really Rav Meir. And therefore, all the Beis Zaynus, he ran into the brothel. Okay? Now, Rav Meir would not, the big rabbi, the great rabbi, wouldn't go into the brothel. So he was doing that to fool them.
They didn't know that one.
Yeah. Some say Bishule of the Hechav and Chaza. Some say that they saw Bishul Akum. Thomas Baha Mazak Baha. He would dip his finger in here and taste with the other one. It looked like he was eating Bishul Akum. And they understood that Rav Meir would never eat Bishul Akum.
The Roman soldiers
knew. Yeah, I mean, you see the Roman soldiers, it's a fascinating thing. They know the great rabbis.
Especially some of them.
Yeah. He could army also in the old and something a third shot. Also the old isn't like a Zaina Karchose. And the old know he came and like a Zaina and wrapped around him. Yeah, army Chasu Shalom, and they said the Chasu Shalom, you Rav Meir had a lot of other Huffy. He would never do something like this. So they didn't think it was him. While they avoided it, they ran away, they didn't do anything. Come Arak. So he Arak,
He ran away. Also, the Bogel, the mayor came to Bogel, and he was able to get away from this. Some say it was the reason why he went to Bogel is because of this story. Some say it was the story of Bruya. It's a very sad story. Rashi says, I'll just quickly say it, that the mayor had said, Nashim Daitim Kalis, and she took offense to that. She said, what do you mean, Nashim Daitim Kalis? Women of the wall. You know? That's what she said, and he said, you know what, I'll test her out. He got one of his Talmidim to seduce her, and she ended up consenting. She found out ploy of Rameir, and she hung herself, and then Rameir was shamed. His wife committed suicide. He ran away to Bogo to get out of this mess that he got into. I don't know. That's the hard part.
Why wasn't that in the JE for
her? Because he wasn't going to do it. He
was
just
testing the dogs. Yeah, same. Actually, I'll talk about that. You're my state. No, I don't know. Difficult from multiple angles.
Listen, when a Gunish Makana, you use a tough crowd over there.
Yeah. It's a good thing you have some
Gunish Makana. I'm keeping my mouth shut.
I don't know how to answer, I don't know. Tell me about it. Musogya, alright? Musogya, Tonar Abon. Ahoylech, it's Tadinin, Ulacharkum. Alright, the Stadinim are the stadiums. Ulacharkum is a besiege. It literally means a besiege. What happened would be that an army that would besiege a city, they would come in and they would enjoy themselves while they were besieged. They come in, they raid the town, they eat in the eateries, and they'd also have the stadiums and do all kinds of entertainment. So someone would go there. Well, that's the Stadin. No, but you see the next Rashi, Ulacharkum? They would do a circus type of thing, b'charkum, from the word surrounding. Okay, so the circus is in town, and the person you see there, there's you go and you attend. You see the necromancers with ma'achshim, v'chaborim. Those are the necromancers. Okay, the heebie-jeebie people that would do it for entertainment. Bukyun, Mukyun, Wuyun, 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 Salgurian, all these are types of clowns that would jesters. I raise that Moshe Vleitzim. It's a waste of time. Moshe Vleitzim, scoffers, don't take part in that. Malayam across the Weimar, Ashri, Yishish, Holach, Batsaj, Shoran, Bol, Pazim, there, Kim, Besorah, Hashem, Tetzot. It's better to do that. Hang out over there. Yeah. What's going to happen? You're not going to be in Vatel Seder the next day. And that's the issue. That's the real issue here. Murmini, working tomorrow. It's Nadinen Mutter. You're allowed to go to the stadiums, the bullfights, the gladiator fights. Why? When they should say, because you can go there and cry out and say, Rashi explains, you might be able to save another Jew. Oh, yeah? Yeah. The movie Gladiator. So to go and save the Yidden, you'd be allowed to go to the stadiums. Again, the stadiums were not just the bleachers. It was a real,
Coliseum.
Coliseum and the amphitheaters, yeah. Umatil and save. Lucharka Motor, and what about Lucharka? Maybe you can protect the city and somehow convince look at Rashi, Meishav Amadina, Meishav Hador Bo'isil Yir, save the people, the Jews that live in the city, Shazemavakesh, Meishav Achakam Atzilam, ask the people, the besiegers, that they should save the Yidden. So you see, you're allowed to do that.
Also getting defended.
But make sure.
Well, we're bad spots. That's an important thing. Both sides, please. Well, actually, it's not sitting on, but make sure you don't hang out with the wrong crowd, okay? Nope. And it's not sitting on, but if you do, usher. So what do you see? The mice is mutter. Kosan, sadinin, sadinin, kosha, karkam, acharkam, right? Bishlan, acharkam, acharkam, like kasha, we can understand. Kam, mishashi, bimon, kam, shame, mishashi, bimon. It depends which crowd you're hanging out with, all right? Well, it's sadinin, sadinin, kosha. Why? It says some places you're allowed to go, some cases you aren't allowed to go. Even if there's a possibility you can save someone, you're not allowed to go when they don't know you should blade him. But nothing not here. And they snake vardah. Echav nation said echav matzil. The echav nation made edus isha lahasiyo.
It's clear that it wasn't just an entertainment event. The place where they used the function of the gladiator.
That was the salakos. That was going to be entertaining.
Yeah. Right. Right. The monk that he killed people.
Right.
Was fight till
the
death.
He didn't come back with him returning there.
Fight till the death.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Rabbon.
That was your reward if you want. If the bond pays it to the gears.
Ain hosel and tatios and carcassios, nation mezagon, some zivol, avidus to chovim, divre, rab, mayor. Okay, machacham ba'omer mokim shemizav and osur b'nei chashad avoidus nechovim. Okay, sorry. So you can't go to tartiyos. Okay, most places. Tartiyos, lekarkis yoyis. Because they end up gathering zibul, which is wealth. The avoidus nechovim did rab meir. Machacham ba'omer mokim shemizav and osur. It depends if they're actually doing it. B'nei chashad avoidus nechovim. Mokim shemizav and shom osur b'nei moishav leitzim. So here's the machlekes, what exactly the chosh is for. My benai, what's the difference? Amra chaninim misura, nosa v'nosan ika benai. So chaninim misura says, it depends if you end up nosa v'nosan in a case where, see the Rashi over here, the mayor nosa v'nosan, also if you do business, the hominashim is out of the stuchavim. Let's say, in other words, b'dieved, you end up selling them something, you have the money. So if we're always chosh that they're doing abayda zara, so then the money is going to be also. But if you hold that, it's only a chash of Moshe Blaisen, so then we have, at least in a place, Shane Mazablin, then it would be okay to use the money. There are some shit. Yeah, the people there. This is going to talk about the Thomas. If you don't reach first base, how do you get to after that? What's the pasuk repeating here? Don't even associate at all, because you're going to end up going all the way, and you're going to end up becoming a lace, the imlots, a lace, a lava kazavimer, and pachmas chachmulacha, the vatlapisa. You are responsible for your actions. You are the one who are at fault. Make sure you stay away from Moshe's lights and distance yourself. Anyone from the slates is Yisur. So you see that a person who is sonus will end up getting
Yisur. You translate to come to slates?
Stop.
What is that? You translate that?
I just have to move out at this point. Rabbi said to the Rabbonim, I beg of you, do not be mislaces so you don't get yisurin. Amra Patino, call mislaces, mizonaises, mismatin. Anyone who's a scoffer, his mizonaises are mismatin. Never meshach, yoda yas loitisin. Anyone who's 40, destruction to the world. Shenemar v'altit v'ato altit sleitzitzu pen yechazdu maishreichem. He kolo an echutzah. Shomati. Amar Rebbe koshihi. Amar Lozer koshihi shetchilas yisur and masayfe kliyim. It's the beginning is yisur and then it's destruction. Darosh b'shimah v'pasi asher yishes shol holak the katiyos the karkisiyos the kachavim the derech hatam or amad. That's the pasuk. Asher yishes shol holak is referring to again the stadiums, the amphitheaters, the coliseums, these. Yes. Situations. Circuses. You know. What is that? Someone translate? Say the shayla, the hunt. Oh, so this is the big shayla that you're allowed to hunt. There's a big, Tumasadeshin. Right? You're allowed to hunt for sport. It's definitely a discouraged practice. Yeah. Say the fire, they club in Mechomasein, which is quite simple. So, by the way, you see that this din of Tartiyois and Karkas Yois. It's not an Avodah Zorah problem, per se. It's more like, I should place it. Alright, so that's
baseball
game. So, yeah. Listen, the Mets are much more civilized. You go to the Yankee game, it's different. Alright. Too much for Thomas, right? Okay. Zeshulam of the kingdom. Moshe leads in the eyes of Zeshulam Yashav at Tachbulois. What are Tachbulois? Those are the bullfights. Right? What are the Tachbulois? Anybody learning with me today? Tachbulois.
The Tachbulois
said it's
a
Tachbulois. I thought it was a bullfight when I learned it. Okay, fine. Shemi Yom Ha'odom, Ha'yo V'loi Shalachdu L'tatiyos V'karkisoyos L'mad V'kignon Eilech V'zgar B'shino. Says, you know, let me sleep all day, as long as I avoid the things that I'm supposed to avoid. Ha'mloi V'u V'sayol S'yegi Yom V'loi Lo. Don't be thinking you're the biggest merit is to just not go to the Yankee game. You also have to make sure that you learn a little bit, too. Have a good day, Rabbi Yisrael.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.